So last night, Ed and I started talking about some of our favorite movies. And which one did you say it was, Ed? Was one of your favorites? I can't remember. Ghost, yeah. One of mine is Back to the Future. Got to watch that at least once a year. Also The Matrix. But I wanted to, in just the few minutes I have here, I want to take you guys all the way back to the future. So this is a story that my mom tells me many times, that 1967, when I was 6 weeks old, she and my dad wanted to go to Phoenix to show off their new baby, me. And so they were just outside of Phoenix, and there was a car accident, and a car kind of sideswiped my parents, and then the car started rolling. And the car rolled. My mom says she just remembers reaching out for my dad, and then the car stopped, and they were okay. And then they looked in the back, no Erica. So I had been thrown, catapulted from the car, and they started panicking. My mom said she just kind of went blank. And then my dad heard a cry on the side of the road, and he went and found me out in the bushes. And I had a broken leg, and I had my scar that I have here, and they took me to the hospital and got everything checked out, and everything was okay. So life went on, and then, and I even ran track even after breaking my leg, baby's heel, and I did really well in school despite, you know, injuries and stuff. But when Sage was about 4 years old, I went to pick her up at school. And I remember getting out of the car and starting up the walk at Lady of Mercy to go get her from the preschool. And the next thing that happened is I woke up in an ambulance. And they told me that I had had a seizure. So they took me to the hospital and, you know, checked me out and everything. And my doctor said, you better go to Stanford and see what's going on. So they took an MRI, and they saw that I had a lot of extensive brain damage. They did all this. They were trying to figure out what it was all about. That was the first seizure. Then I had my second seizure, and this time I was at work when it happened and woke up in the ambulance, and it's funny now, but I just remember going, oh, man, you know. Yeah, here we are again. So same thing. And so my doctor said, you know what, you really need to, even though they haven't figured out what's wrong, you really need to get on medication because having seizures is really scary to everybody and you don't know. So that's kind of going to the back, to the past, and coming up to the present and realizing, even though I don't, that was a terrible thing that happened, that in those two instances with my seizures, that I look at where I was when it happened. I was in a safe place. I had just gotten out of the car, and I was someplace where people were able to help me and take me to the hospital. And then the second time, I was at work, and one of my coworkers was right there, and she was never usually there, but she just happened to be right there, and she caught me when I fell. And you know, they took me to the hospital. So sometimes when these things happen, I think it's important to look back, and we get kind of caught. I know I get caught up in, why did this happen to me and what's going on? But I think when we look into it, we see that although God does not wish for these things to happen and he doesn't cause them to happen because life, things just happen, that he's there in the midst of those things. And his, I call it his math. His math is a little bit different than ours. Ours is we want to do 1 + 1 = 2 so that these things don't happen to us. But God's math is I'm going to be in it, and I'm going to see you through it, and I'm going to be there for you all the way through it. And I think that if we can, I try to focus on not the things that happen, but that God was there in those situations. So, haven't had any more seizures, but I did go see the eye doctor last week, and he was checking into my eyes, checking for glaucoma, because it runs in my family. No evidence of glaucoma. However, looking through all his gizmos, he could see that old injury He could see it back in my behind, in my eyes. And once again, it was, wow, God, you've really been there for me through all of this time. And Stanford never figured out. They never were able to tell me what happened. It was a doctor here in Merced that some people kind of consider to be a little bit different that told me that this is an old injury. This is old. This has been here for a very long time. So that's what happened when I was a baby. And it finally just kind of surfaced. And she said, that's very normal for these things to happen as you get older in life. So it's just funny how I see all the way that God put the people in place to be able to tell me what I needed to know and give me the information that I needed to know. Jesus. So our Lord, going back, he saw the mess that we were going to be in. He saw that was going to, what was going to happen to us. He saw that we were going to mess things up. He knew it a long time ago, and he already had done his mathematics. He had already done his plan. He had already worked it out for us. So I think that, for me, I want that to give me confidence that the plan has already, everything's already been worked out. It's already been handled, even in the midst of strange things that happen. He's working his way through all of that. So I think that should give us comfort. And I know I need a lot of comfort. There's days where I just need a lot of comfort. I'm like, who's going to comfort me? I'm comforting my daughter. I'm comforting other people. Who's going to comfort me? John, comfort me. But I know that the Lord is there to comfort us. And I think looking back to the past and seeing what he did for us on the cross gives us hope for the future. So will you share this meal with me?